Well, hey there. This is the Tune Meister coming at you from Happy Hour. Tonight we got a great lineup ahead of you. We got Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young, followed by Bad Company, 1976, live in Albuquerque. Finally, we got Pat Travers Band live at the Nassau Coliseum on the Radioactive Tour, 1982. So, Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. Well, they started out as Crosby, Stills, and Nash with Young on again, off again. They actually all came from bands at the time. Buffalo Springfield, The Byrds. Crosby came from The Byrds. Buffalo Springfield had Stephen Stills, or Stephen Stills, and the Hollies. That was where Nash came from. I believe Young also played for Buffalo Springfield as well. But first up, the band Crosby, Stills, and Nash released their debut album in like May of 1969. They immediately found top 40 popularity, lots of radio play. They were pretty much a folk supergroup. And they hadn't toured yet, and they were looking around for a keyboard player, and they were trying to get Stephen Winwood to join the band. I think he was currently with Blind Faith at the time. So they kind of moved on to grab Neil Young. And I think he was leaving Buffalo Springfield at the time, and worked out a kind of a cool contract where he could continue doing his parallel work with Crazy Horse. But the band's first gig after their initial album was the 16th of August, 1969. And their second gig, the next day, they mentioned they were going to Woodstock, although they didn't know where that was. I'm sure we all remember Woodstock. But at any rate, let's hop into our Wayback Machine and go back to 1969. This gig was Detroit, Michigan, December 14th, 1969, just a few short months on the heels of that famed Woodstock performance. So, a few quick words before we launch into the concert. And as always, the smoking lamp is lit, so spark them up if you got them. Rock on. This is the Tune Meister from CrabRadio.net. Just letting you all know the request line here at Quack House Radio is open 24/7 for you to leave requests, feedback, or whatever to any of the DJs here on Quack House Radio. To include myself, the Tune Meister, Sam O, Paul Higgins, Dave the Rave, and last but not least, Don Duck Landis. That number is 646-222-8198. And toll charges may apply since it's a New York number. The schedule for Quack House Radio can be found at quackhouseradio.net/schedule.html. Don't be long.
Yeah! Thank you. Keep going! Keep going! Yeah, yeah.
Where are we?
Now let's be sensible now. Hello, Detroit. Do you really make cars here? The Detroit Blues coming up here, folks.
Actually,
blackbird singing in the dead of night.
Get blimp hangers, roller skating rinks, the men's room of the Playboy Club. Nothing.
We'd like to introduce a very dear friend of ours called Neil Young.
Mr. Nash, that's Mr. Young. Mr. Young, that's Mr. Nash. Winner of the toss will defend the foul south goal. Hey, Detroit had a good game today.
I gotta tell you, though, that Steven Stills lost money. He said L.A. would win.
I was embarrassed for him. They look so bad.
I thought the Cops were pretty groovy, though. We were watching out the window.
It was far out.
The points of train, and then we saw 35 police cars go by.
I heard one of them stop, right? And everybody's crying.
Let's get in tune. That's what we're
close enough for jazz.
I suppose by now you're amazed by the lightning fast pace of this acting.
Oh, yeah, it's very slick. Polished.
Has a lot of great grace, too.
Chair. I sit on this musical chair.
That's right. I'm going to the gyroscope.
That's the way to go.
Ah, shape of things to come. So it's this is a song for all you children. There's a monster attacking me. Excuse me a minute. It's a message from all the children to their mother and fathers and to all the mother and fathers from their children, and it's called Teach Your Children, and it goes like this. Teach your children well.
slowly go by. Empty them on your dreams. The one they fix, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why. If they told you, you would cry. So just look at them and sigh. Your elders grew by, and so please help them with your youth. They seek the truth, and then they can die. Teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by. On your dreams, the one they fix, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why. If they told you, you would cry. So just look at them and sigh, and know they love you.
From hearing the program really gets far out, and so we're going to leave you with David Crosby for just long enough, right? Whatever is long enough. Maybe.
That's what I thought. So since I have to tune, I'll tell you about the song, which I normally would never do. When I first wrote it, I thought it was a delicate love story. Played it for my ex-band, which shall remain nameless. A certain member, who shall also remain nameless, got red in the face, stormed out of the room, saying, "That's a freak-out orgy song, and I won't sing it." Figure that out. You must listen to Miss Grace.
I said such a thing to you. And your mother's ghost stands at your shoulder, a face like Hazel's, but just a little bit colder, saying you cannot do that, it breaks all the rules you learned in school. But I don't really see why can't we go on and be we love each other, it's plain to see. There's just one answer that comes right away to me. Sister lover, what a brother.
Detroit, eh? Isn't this the place where they teach you in school to read and write? How's everybody doing? Are you all alright?
That's a trick, you see. You guys don't know. Now, this is a trick that he pulls on me, because there's a song that we almost always do in this tuning, you see.
Did anyone see an angel go past there?
And sometimes we...
chocolate on the chair. Don't you sure have it, didn't
you? Cut it out.
We, our bass player, who you'll see next...
But don't tell him the story about the briefcase.
Okay.
No, because that's not... No. I mean, you can tell him about the rabbit, but not the other part.
Our bass player carries a rabbit.
His name is Late.
That's Late the rabbit, not the bass player.
When you meet our bass player...
You'll know why he keeps a rabbit.
Our bass player is a present from God. God decided we'd paid enough dues and he was going to be nice to us now.
He's from Motown, too. How about that?
Is this Motown?
No.
Excuse me, sir. Does the A-train leave from here? It's really terrible.
You can understand
that. I can't make it work. I'm freaking out.
Fly.
Thanks. man. It's hard enough now, come on. I mean, you could understand, you know.
I had to drink brandy today, how about that?
Oh, you poor guy.
That's it. However you get off is the way you get off, I guess. What would you like to do now, David?
Yeah, I'd like to sing a nice, quiet, gentle love ballad to a little autumn leaves.
Sad ballad, sorry.
Shall be free.
try something really strange now. I'm supposed to do a solo.
Eat the state of Arkansas with a little Brillo and some peanut butter, but it's now weird now.
Light, camera, action, all on here, please. Bit more, right on.
Steven!
I know it's not, I'm filming.
It's his microphone, of course he knows it's not on. There it is. Hey, Steven, are you around here somewhere? I think he's going to sing Our House. I'm not sure, mind you.
What else do I know at the piano?
But if he does, we ought to... The Starbungled Spanner...
What this place needs is a good tap dance.
A good tap dance.
Go on, Stephen.
That's what I thought. Stephen's tapped.
I don't think you're...
Listen, anyway, gang.
I don't think you're well. You know that. A disease.
I'm going to do a song that we've never done before, so whatever happens, take it or leave it.
You lucky guinea pigs, you.
This is a song seriously about...
This is not a song seriously at all.
Give a guy a break. It's hard enough, man. It's about my woman, and it's called Our House. I'll light the fire. You place the flowers in the vase that you bought today. Staring at the fire for hours and hours while I listen to you play your love songs. Cozy room, the windows are illuminated by the evening sunshine. Through them, fiery gems fall. Used to be so hard, now everything is easy 'cause of you. Of you. And I'll light the fire, and you place the flowers in the vase that you bought today.
And so, at this time, we would like to present the only reason for which I'm still allowing Canada to exist, please.
That's not really true. I kind of dig Joni Mitchell and Pierre Trudeau and Leonard Cohen. Some of them other Canadians. But my favorite Canadian is about to serenade you, Mr. Young.
Okay, Willie.
Join you there.
Was really it's up to each individual, you know, whatever songs that they want to lay down to people, and sometimes it gets a bit difficult, you know, trying to judge the mood of the audience and what, you know, will go down with Mr. Ivory Joe Hunter on piano. You had to be there, folks. He doesn't want, he doesn't feel like he says it's too sad.
It's pretty sad.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Helpless.
Helpless he is, Mr. Crosby.
Helpless. Oh, my God.
I don't really feel so helpless this week, though.
Hey, listen, that's just because you're going home tonight.
That's
you guys,
right.
Do you work out a compromise between these two?
A D!
That's a very sad case of maltuning on the part of the piano.
Neil! This is from our new album, which we recorded and finished.
This is the last show of our little tour, and we're kind of loose. We've been out now on the road for about 6 hours, I think.
Wow. Come on, sing us.
What about this tight, snappy show?
I was just about to start when you said that.
Was that the slick bit?
Yeah, I was
just
getting ready to hit it.
Muchísimas gracias, señores y señores. Y ahora voy a cantar mi canción del idioma de los blues.
Oh boy, you're gonna get it now.
Just say that it's this is a six-man band, not a four-man band. Most specifically, we're going to introduce you to the drummer that made the first album with us, Dallas Taylor.
Where's Dallas?
And our bass player, Greg Reeves.
Oh. Yeah. You were gonna get it. Oh man, do you realize how good it feels to play rock and roll after, you know, after singing down all the time? Far out. We're gonna do a country song for you, written by Mr. Stills again. This one is called I Must Learn to Live.
That's good advice, even out of context.
My tambourine's called Norma.
Don't know.
B square.
This is the moment I've been waiting for. This is David Crosby singing Long Time Gone.
people say, yes, you do.
Well, I came out You're listening to Quack House Radio, the best sound in 64K stream on the planet. We're found at quackhouseradio.net. Just point your browser there where you can find all kinds of cool stuff like chat, as well as scheduling, etc., etc. We also have a Facebook presence. Point your browser to www.facebook.com/groups/quackhouse. See you there.
Man, that was a good concert. I'm not necessarily a fan of folk rock, but what a nice mellow way to start the evening. And to think, the day after this was taped, pretty much the whole world would know who Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young were. And the rest is history.